Good morning. Welcome to worship on this September morning. It is always good to be together, and also keeping in mind that we do have some people that join us via our online worship later in the day. Wherever and however we gather, it is always good to be together, and it is important that you know that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you. So welcome. You know how much I love announcements, and I do have a few to share. A reminder that our basket raffle is going on right now. If you make your way downstairs to the assembly hall after worship, you will see them all set up and attended by several of our basket raffle volunteers. You have this week and next week to see them downstairs, and then the following week on the 19th, those names will be drawn at our church picnic. So please feel free to head down and do that. Also on the horizon, which you will see and read about in your upcoming Herald, the college goodie boxes, we're gearing up to do that. Many of our students are finally back on campus and in their respective locations, so we will be sending them goodie boxes. There is the traditional sign up, as always, in the elevator lobby on one of the big blue bulletin boards, so please feel free to claim an item. This year, we're going to collect those items on a designated table in the library, so please be on the lookout for that. If you drop them off in the main office or in my office, they'll make their way there, so don't worry too much, but if you happen to remember, the library will have a table in it. And those items are due on or before October 3rd, so we have about a month for that. Perhaps the most important announcement is that next week we will be going back to our traditional two services. So if you come at 9, you'll be late for 8 o'clock and early for 10:15. Back to our traditional 8 o'clock and 10:15 worship services, hoping that it will mean that more people can come to worship and also give us some more space to spread out. So we look forward to that. One more announcement. There are cards in your pew. This is my announcement every week. If you have not been to worship in person with us since we began worshiping back in person in June, if this is your first time here since June, please do fill out one of those pew cards. It just helps us to know who's been back with us and who we still need to keep in touch with and who's worshiping online and things like that. So once you fill those out, if this is your first time worshiping here, just leave it on the pew and we will collect them after worship. Now I think those are all of our announcements. So I'm going to invite you as always, but most importantly, to take a deep and slow breath. To feel yourself switch gears, to be present in this time and in this place as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship this morning. On a road that I travel frequently, there is a sign to the side marking the land beside the road as preserved open space. Now, when I saw it out of the corner of my eye a few months ago, I knew that it would be sermon material, or in this case, reflection on the theme material. I love the idea that there is open space in the world that isn't just space waiting for the next housing development or strip mall, but is meant to be and stay open. I wonder how many of our lives could stand for some preserved open space, or our hearts, or our days, or our minds. I think it's easy to think that something that is open is waiting for something, or missing something, or needing to be filled. But what if openness is the point, the end goal, the purpose? Our theme for this morning is be opened. Words taken directly from our gospel reading today from the book of Mark, and actually words taken directly from the mouth of Jesus as he healed a deaf man. Be opened, he said, as he laid hands on him, and immediately the man's ears were opened and his tongue was released and he was healed. Being opened, openness, changed this man forever and gave him a glimpse of life that he had never had before. Now, not all of us come to Jesus with ears needing to be opened, although some of us do, but each of us does come to Jesus with a need for preserved open space somewhere in our beings and our lives, because we know that it is in the openness that Christ enters in and changes us and gives us a glimpse of life that we've never had before. With all of this in mind, our prayer is for ears, eyes, hearts, and minds opened, even now, as we gather together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I invite you to join me as we pray together and confess our sins with one another by praying the prayer that is printed in our bulletins. Let us pray. Loving God, it takes courage to be open. Being open to letting others see our authentic selves, open to hearing your voice, open to change and growth, open to learning. All of it takes, requires us to go out on a limb, be vulnerable, and to take the risk of failing and looking silly. We confess that we don't like the feeling out on that limb, and it often feels safer to keep our feet firmly planted on the ground with hearts, minds, ears, and eyes closed or focused on what is within our control. Meet us out on that limb, O God. Remind us that we are never alone in our vulnerability and that the places of openness in our lives and in our hearts are precisely where you enter in. Amen. Friends, God does not promise that we won't have to go out on the limb, but he does promise that we will never go alone, and that what waits for us at the end of it is endless amounts of grace. God's heart and hands are always open, freely offering us forgiveness and mercy, welcoming us back in again and again. When we confess our sins, when we open up and allow God in, our lives change. May that change be felt on the inside, may it be seen on the outside, and shared with all those we meet along the way. Amen. Please be seated. Our scripture reading this morning, as I mentioned, is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. From there, he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice, but a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed, and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon towards the Sea of Galilee, in the region of Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay hands on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers into his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then, looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to them, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one. But the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." At this time, I'd like to invite Abby Lamp forward, who will be providing our children's message for today.
Good morning. So when I read this story that Pastor Addie just read, it made me think of Christmas. Now, I don't want you to think that I am rushing the calendar, because I know it's still technically summer and school's just started and there's a lot of time between now and Christmas. But more specifically, what it reminded me of is a particular Christmas movie that I love. Now, I don't know if you have what I have, but I have a whole box of Christmas movies that every year I take out and every year I watch those movies. And this particular movie, The Santa Claus, I've seen probably 20 times by now. For those of you that aren't familiar with this story, there's a toy maker named Scott Calvin. And through a series of unfortunate events, let's say, he ends up being Santa Claus at the last minute. And he gets dragged through chimneys and he has to put all these toys out. And at the end of the night, he's tired. He just wants to go home to bed, and he tells the reindeer to take him home, and where they take him is back to the North Pole. And he gets there and he says, "Well, I see it, but I don't believe it." And a wise elf named Judy says to him, "You're missing the point. Seeing isn't believing, believing is seeing." I think that's a very profound statement, particularly in a children's Christmas movie. But it made me think of that movie in the context of this story today because of the two central characters that came to Jesus for help. Why did they get that help? Because they believed. And they showed Jesus that they believed, and they got what they needed out of that. They had faith. And that is sometimes things that we forget sometimes, especially when life gets hectic or there's a pandemic that's making life difficult or anything like that. But if we remember that central point of believing, then we can make it through even those difficult times, and our prayers in the end will be answered. So, thinking about Scott Calvin and Jesus and the two people in the story today, join with me while we pray that we have that same kind of faith. Dear God, help us remember that you are there for us if we have faith and we ask for help. Help us remember all of the people that you help, that our prayers can be answered if we just ask. And remember to help us always keep in mind the prayer that you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I invite you to be with me now in a spirit of prayer. Loving God, on a day when we are thinking so much about openness, about being open and being opened, we pray for open ears, open minds, and open hearts, that your word, the word that we need for this day, might be found and heard in the words that Andrew and I will share. Amen. When we were considering our theme for today, and bearing in mind that we often use this Labor Day weekend as an opportunity to incorporate a bit more music and singing into our worship service, Andrew and I wanted to think of some hymns that embodied what it means to be opened. So we decided that each of us would think on it for a week and choose some hymns and discuss them at staff meeting. When we brought them, our selections, to the table last week, we laughed when we realized we had both interpreted the theme of openness in different ways, which is perfectly fine and actually pretty perfect, because there really are all kinds of ways in which God calls us to be open and to be opened. Open to change, as our first hymn shared. Open to growth. Open to God's movement in the world and in our lives. Open to Christ's hand reaching out to us. Open to grace. Open to forgiveness. Open to others. Open to disagreement. Open to difference of opinion. Open to anything different ever. Open to finding God in new ways, in new places, in new faces. I think it's safe to say we are being called to be all kinds of open. So much of our sacred and beloved music speaks to our call to be open and opened, and to God's openness towards us. So we have chosen just a few of those hymns to incorporate in our service and sermon today. Be sure to follow along in your bulletins. Each piece of music will either be a hymn to be sung, and you may stay seated, or a piano solo to listen to, with words of reflection preceding each one. Our first hymn is God of Change and Glory, whose first stanza includes these words: God of change and glory, God of time and space, when we fear the future, give to us your grace. In the midst of changing ways, give us still the grace to praise.
Could there be a better line of text to sum up where we're at right now? We're gathered together, but things are different. We are singing, but we have masks on. Fall is coming, rather, fall is here. And the rest of the year seems so uncertain. As I reflect on the amount of change we have all had to go through in recent days, weeks, months, and years, I lean on what we are about to sing. When we fear the future, give to us your grace. We receive God's grace no matter what, even when we are called to be open to change in a fearful future. What an amazing gift. So, face the future, be open, and know that God is with you.
Thank you.
As we listen to Softly and Tenderly played on the piano, I want to draw your attention to these words. Come home, you who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling. Calling, O sinner, come home.
Going home feels good. Well, I certainly call St. John's, Lansdale, and the Philadelphia area home, it is no secret that my first home is Minnesota. The land of 10,000 lakes, the bold north, where the mosquito is the state bird, and the sports teams always disappoint. I had the chance to go back to Minnesota last week, and it was wonderful. I got to see family and friends that I hadn't seen since well before the pandemic. I gave so many hugs. Like I said, going home feels good. One can interpret the text as softly and tenderly in many ways, but I want to focus on being open to the feeling of being called home. Jesus loves me and loves all of you, and he wants you to come home. Be open to the warm embrace that Jesus' love gives. And if that's not enough, I imagine that his love is mosquito-free.
As we prepare to sing, Help Us Accept Each Other, we consider these words from its text. Be present, God, among us, and bring us to believe. We are ourselves accepted and meant to love and live.
If we've had the chance to chat, I've probably told you that I like to run. If you run, or know someone that does, you know that runners love to talk about running. It's what I'm doing right now, it's true. What I don't often talk about, well, I may talk about hydration, gear, training, shoes, happy to chat after the service. What I don't often mention is how running makes me feel. Well, I certainly feel tired after a long run. I also feel energized, full of life, and at peace. Running is something I do to recharge and reset, which allows me to go out to love and live. Now, you don't need to join me on the pursuit of completing lengthy foot races, but I challenge you to find something that allows you to take care of you. Being open to finding God in new ways allows us to love and live. I find God in the peacefulness of an early morning run on the Schuylkill River Trail. Maybe you find God in cooking, or talking to a friend on the phone, or in your favorite show on Netflix. Regardless of what it is, know that God is present in all that you do, and that you are meant to love and live.
Many of us know these words from Be Now My Vision, which we invite you to listen to next. Sovereign of heaven, my victory won, may I reach heaven's joys, O bright heaven's sun. Heart of my own heart, whatever befall, still be my vision, O ruler of all.
Whatever befall. Difficult words tucked into a hymn that many people would consider a favorite, and I'd be right there with you. On the surface, this hymn allows us to sing about God's constant guiding presence. Of course, I want to be open to that. But what happens when, well, whatever befall? How do you sing when the ground shifts beneath your feet? How do you sing when the sun doesn't shine? How do you sing when you can't sing anymore? I don't have the answers to those questions. What I do know is that God is present, whatever befall. God is there in our moments of greatest faith and rejoicing, and in our moments of deepest doubt and despair. God sings for us when we can't sing. Now that is something to be open to.
All of these many kinds of openness shape our lives of faith and are all a gift from God. May we be inspired to go out into the world with voices, minds, and hearts open to sensing and singing of God in our midst. Amen. I invite you to stand as we join and sing our sermon hymn together, number 516. Please be seated. As we switch gears and move into a time of prayer for our community, I'd like to lift up just one concern that I have listed, and that is that Steve Bossert is recovering from surgery, a successful surgery. So we continue to surround Steve with prayers of healing as he is on the mend and recovering. Another note, we will have our Book of Joys and Concerns coming back next week as we shift into having two services. So I know many of you have contacted us throughout the week, which we really appreciate, or come up to us on a Sunday morning, but that will be back. So feel free next week to look for that on the podium up front and to write your joys and concerns there. I'd now like to invite Deborah Dayton forward, who is sharing with us our prayers of the people.
I invite you to join in spirit for congregational prayer. Hello, God. How good it is to be here together in this beautiful space this morning, in your house, the house of God. We know you're not constrained by these walls, and that your love and spirit fills our lives and world like the very air we breathe. But we need one another, too. So we come here to pray together, to sing together, search for truth together, share our joys and concerns, and to learn to be open together. Thank you for this house of God and for the people of this church, both in this building this morning and elsewhere. We ask for your hand of safety on those who are traveling this holiday weekend. Be especially close to those who cannot be here this morning. God, please help those who are struggling today. Physical and emotional challenges, pain, stress, grief, boredom, angst. Bless our human condition, Jesus. Since you lived it and tasted it, you know the things we humans go through and how hard it can be for us. Our hearts are heavy with the weight of recent calamities, the devastation of Hurricane Ida, the complexity and losses of Afghanistan, the fires and droughts in the American West, the earthquake in Haiti, the worldwide toll of COVID, climate change. Bless our leaders and give them wisdom in dealing with these challenges. But bless us as well. Open our hearts to the needs of those people and situations around us where we can plug in and give help and comfort. Open our eyes to and bless the countless people who are quietly, daily, doing good here in this world. People who never make the news, but are bringing comfort and aid to those in need each and every day, step by step. Open our awareness of that humming current, that energy, that spirit, your spirit, of wisdom and collective passion for bringing the kingdom of heaven to this beautiful old world. Open our hearts to more joy and laughter, more surprises, and to deep soul contentment. Open our spirits to connect with yours, and keep us open to your spirit always. Amen.
As we prepare to bring our offering forward and present it to God, I will remind you that we give as a way of saying thank you for what we have been given and for the opportunity to share it with this community, with our greater community, and with our world. As we bear that in mind, I invite you to stand as we sing our doxology and as we present this morning's offering. God, giver and gift, we present these gifts, a portion of what we have been given, and offer them back to you, praying that you bless them and use the hands, hearts, and minds of this community to transform them, multiply them, and use them to show and share your very real love in our community and in our world. All of these things we pray in the name of Christ. Amen. Thank you. Whether you go from this place downstairs to look at baskets or outside to greet one another and to share God's peace and God's love with one another, I do invite you that as you go out into the world, may you continue in becoming all kinds of open, knowing that as you do, the love of God surrounds you, the peace of Christ sustains you in that work, and the power of the Holy Spirit goes with you this day and every day. Amen.